Huzzah, Rangers! This is your boy Phil Harris here at the Jacks Rangers Show. I am joined with Bozo Six at the Granite Bunker. Bozo, how the hell are you?
I'm doing well. I'm way past my bedtime, Phil, so let's get going.
We'll try to crank it out here for you so you can get some Z's. This episode is sponsored by Inkify, custom printing and embroidery since 2010. Inkify provides high-quality decorated apparel nationwide, from ordering the apparel to printing, adding a private label, folding, bagging, and fulfillment. They handle it all, so you don't have to. Visit Inkify.com to get started on your order and tell them TJRS sent you, and you'll get 15% off of your entire order. It is Free Willy Week. The Seattle Seawolves will be swimming into Fort Quincy. I wanted to mention that this is the Mixtape Metal and Malls Festival. That is Saturday, April the 20th in Quincy, Massachusetts. I'm going to read directly from the press release from the Free Jacks website. It says, the time has come to relive your youth. Grab your boombox, load up on a fresh cassette, and party like it was 1985. We will have you reliving your best memories of the early years of MTV, mixtapes, and metal. Bring your mullets, makeup, and acid wash jeans as we enjoy together the sweet buzz of a epic 80s revival. Let's get back to the future as we infuse hair bands, retro arcade games, the best IPAs, and of course, top rugby action. Grab yourself a glass of local beer from the IPA and Friends Fest while you jam to the Brat Pack, who will be playing all your favorite 80s pop, rock, and new wave classics. When all of that rocking gets you hungry, take your Twisted Sister and the rest of your motley crew to find the cure at our newest local food vendor. Once Thin Lizzy has had a bite to eat, grab a beer and head over to watch the Free Jacks take on the Seattle Seawolves in the Coffee Cup. Yes, of course. This is something they don't do enough of, is the promotion of the individual rivalries and trophies that you can get within MLR. And this, of course, is the Coffee Cup, Dunkin's versus Starbucks. And we all know in this area who is better. I don't have to say anything beyond that, but I will say this: hat tip to our boy Oliver, who I believe creates all of the posters, and I'm imagining all of the press releases as well. Really, really clever stuff from our guy Oliver, who absolutely does a fantastic job. But Bozo, I was going to ask you, will you be able to make the game? I know that we've talked about this in our Outriders chat. Any definitive statement on that at this point?
Still tentative, still okay. Pending, waiting on an answer from the family, friends.
Sure. Any costume plans if you were able to make the game?
Hell no. Although I would love to hear from the fans. I've been thinking about recently maybe getting a red, white, and blue clown afro and
love
then
that.
Trying to affix a tricorn to it. So that I can show epic. Up and just wear that around the stadium so you can quickly find me in the crowd and start heckling me if you so desire.
I think that is a 10 out of 10 idea from you. I really hope to see that come to fruition at future games this season and beyond.
Maybe a future segment. Burn Bozo. I come up to you with the mic and you give me your best burn. Who knows? Who knows? I just thought of that right now. Sounds like a plan.
I love that. Do it. I love that. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Once we get you to a game in 2024, if we can make the afro and the tricorn hat happen, we'll definitely have to do a little segment of Burn Bozo. Taking a quick look at the standings here, the Beast of the East, your mighty New England Free Jacks, remain in first place at the Eastern Conference with 24 table points with a point differential of 77. Seattle are the best of the West with 29 table points. Now, San Diego and Houston, who are second and third, have a game in hand. So keep that in mind. Seattle has a point differential of 66, which is still really damn good. Seattle have beaten San Diego, Miami, Utah, Dallas, and Chicago. Now, that Dallas win was only by 2 points, but they beat up on the LA Dickheads and only losing to Houston by 2 points so far this season. They've swam into first place in the highly competitive West with solid performances, which is what you expect from the only team in MLR to have won back-to-back championships. Maybe the Free Jacks can get that done this year as well, so we can get them to shut up there in Seattle talking about the champ thing, and have been contenders pretty much every year since MLR has formed. It's a winning culture there in Seattle. They have a great organization, very good players, very good coaching, and a really good fan base. Bozo, are Seattle going to be killers, or will they, the Free Jacks, tank the Seawolves at Fort Quincy?
Well, I'm obviously going to predict the Free Jacks dub. That being said, my honest assessment of the match is I think that people will try to rugby math this one, and much like when two fighters get together, just because fighter A beats fighter B and fight in whatever and lost to fighter C, and they try to math it out. Long story short, what I'm getting here at here is, you know, Houston went on the road, they went to Starfire and they defeated the Seawolves, but don't let that deceive you. That was another barn burner of a match. I believe it was 42-40. Exactly. And Seattle missed a lot of points from the tee that night. That being said, Seattle's strength of schedule hasn't been the greatest. Utah has been pretty trash. Dallas is solid, so that I would consider that a good win, but they barely won. They beat a good San Diego side who's been putting together close wins and stuff. So it's hard to tease this one out. I would also say that, you know, advantage Free Jacks, because obviously we're playing at home. It's a tough trip. This is a back-to-back road games for Seattle, although going down to play the Dickheads actually isn't that far, but it's still actually a trip. That would be like us going to play Atlanta in the old days. Like, it's not
it's like a 3-hour plane trip.
Yeah, I actually think it's farther probably from Seattle to LA than it is from Boston to Atlanta. I think probably one of their closest teams that are physically to them, but you know, back-to-back road games for Seattle, they're going to be tired, but man, they've got some great players. It's good. I think we're back-to-back coffee cup champs, or maybe even three-peat champs, all the way down to 2021.
Yeah.
Well, I believe we beat them in 2021, did we not? Because they came to Fort Union Point. Someone's going to have to fact check me on that. We might have lost.
I mean, I was there, but yeah, I don't recall one or the other. I'm going to say yes.
Either way, we're definitely back-to-back coffee cup champs. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this one and hopefully be viewing this one live and in the stands. We'll see.
Yes, sir. Hope to see it for sure. I just want to quickly get into key to the game, and I'm going to go first here. My key to the game against Seattle is real discipline, not ill discipline. See what I did there? The ill discipline last week was a huge pockmark on the otherwise beautiful win by the boys. Giving away bad penalties is an easy way to hold an L in rugby, especially against a very good opponent. Now, the individual brilliance of the Free Jacks and Jason Patras pulling the strings, you know, great dominance by our backs last week really got us out of some trouble. But you have to play smart and disciplined rugby. Keep the penalty count to single digits. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot over and over again and expect to win against these contenders. What is your key to the game, Bozo?
If you're listening to these back to back from the Houston review, I'm just going to say, be ruthless, man. Be ruthless and close this one out. Please just shut them down, open up shop, like whatever you got to do, just punish them, right? When we take the lead, keep the lead. If you've watched the movie, A Bronx Tale, when the bikers show up in the bar, that's like Seattle. They've come to our bar, right? And they're laughing our face and pouring beers on our head. And then Sonny just goes, all right. And he goes and he locks the door from the inside and he goes, now you can't leave, like that type of stuff. And then all the wise guys come out of the back and run them out of town. So let's welcome them. Let's be welcoming hosts to the Seattle fans and the Seattle team. But then let's beat the bag off of them in the field and send them back to Seattle packing. And we'll even give them some courtesy Dunkin' Donuts.
I love that. Love that. That's how we do it with the iced coffees around here. I think we would love to see, especially against a team this good, a complete domination, right? We've seen it a little bit with like a team like Anthem, you know, healthcare RFC, we wish them well. But this is a different class of team. And for wouldn't sure. it be a huge statement if the Free Jacks don't let somebody like come back into the game, like you know, force themselves back into a game like last week? Just complete domination. Start with the lead, never give it up, and never, you know, take your foot off the gas. I would love to see that against this team. I don't anticipate that happening, but I love the whole be ruthless mentality with your key to the game.
Well, I say that because I think that this one's going to be close. I mean, I would love to see domination as well, but I don't think either team is going to dominate the other. Mm-hmm. I think that this match could go any number of different directions. It could be sure. a shootout, much like Houston had with Seattle, or we kind of had with Houston, even though it really wasn't a shootout with our game. It was more like we just let up 20 points or something like that, just casually for a little bit. Yeah. But again, like right. this team is stacked. They've got Chance Wengluski mm-hmm. over from the Iron Workers. Yep. Rekert Hadding is Rekert Hadding. I mean, he's a dominant eight-man.
Second best eight-man in the league.
Yeah, right. In the absence of Vion Conradi, so that's right. going to be a great battle to watch those two go at it. They have Tavita Kuradrani, who, you know, he's an old soul. They kind of stole a playbook out of San Diego, going with an old center from the international scene. Yeah. But these guys are good, man. They're really good. From 1 to 23, some names we'll remember well too. They've got Pongo Heine. He was in the roster.
Oh yes, yep.
Yeah,
former Free Jack,
correct,
and Iron Worker. Yep.
That's right. And so it's just they've got a solid team, a solid setup. I expect a close match, and that's why I need the Free Jacks to be ruthless this one, because I don't want to see this one slip away like it did with DC. Mm. Right. If we're winning, close the door, close Absolutely. Them out. Yep. You know,
great way to put it. I will go first with my prediction here. Houston on the road and Seattle at home are two huge tests here at the midway point in the season. The Jacks have passed the first exam, but Rucky and Free Willy are swimming up to Fort Quincy. It's a heavyweight title fight again this week to crown the best team in MLR for now. I think if we can keep our heads up, keep the penalties low, and have an offensive explosion similar to last week, we can win in a shootout, but it will be close. One thing to keep in mind is that Seattle is making arguably the most hellacious travel in the entire MLR, going from the Pacific Northwest over 3,000 miles to face off against the Rangers and the best fan atmosphere in the league. Yes, I said it. I've been to both stadiums, and we're more rowdy at Fort Quincy than they are there. I hate to say it, but I actually don't hate to say it, but it's true. With that being said, Seattle 35, New England 40. What do you got, Bozo?
Wow, that's very close to what I was going to say, but I'm going the Seattle Seawolves, mm-hmm. 3-0, so 30, mm-hmm. 3-0. New England Free Jacks, 31. Free Jacks score one at the end, and Jason Patras nails the extras, and they carry Jason and his bald-headed glory off the field. Jason, I can hear it.
Party.
And then he finally cannot be denied, and MLR puts him in the first 15 of the week.
Maybe the player of the week. You never know.
Yeah, no, let's pump the brakes here. They love snubbing us. They love snubbing us. But hey, shout out, they gave us team of the week for this week, so.
Which I appreciate, yep. Yeah. Finally getting it right. Let's go ahead and, yeah. I love that. You know, normally I would last week I you know said that we would only win by 1 point against Houston, and I considered it a very defensive game. I don't think I got any team over like 30 at that point, but you know, obviously my prediction was blown out of the water. So I went less conservative this week, but I appreciate your 1 point victory, because listen, Seattle's very good, man. Like we yeah. know that. You know, I've talked about it already, how good the organization is, how good the players are. They've got a great coach there, consistency with their coaching staff, have with him being there for several years, Clarkie, they love him there. And, you know, it's a great fan base, so I hope a lot of those guys travel over here and will be very welcoming, of course, as we always are here at Fort Quincy to the opposition fans. But, yeah, really excited for this one, Bozo. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, can't, you know, if I get to the match, can't wait to see the Seattle fans. We're great ambassadors of the sport out there in Seattle, a great ambassador of the sport in New England. It's the best fan base with the second best fan base. So when you put those two together, you're definitely going to have a good time. Yes, I think we're in for an entertaining match either way, but I don't speak negative things into existence. So I'm sticking with that 1-point win from the Free Jacks.
Love that. Everybody enjoy your coffee cup competition this weekend, and hopefully the Free Jacks come out on top. With that being said, I've got one word for everybody to exit the video in 3, 2, 1, huzzah!